Mike, good morning.
G'day. Nice to be on the program.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now, Mike, could you just explain what exactly is a zine and how does it differ from, say, a mainstream publication?
Sure. A zine is a self-published magazine. So traditionally they were made on photocopiers printer. And it basically means something that is made out of love and passion and printed usually on a small scale.
Right. And well, what qualities do zines have that online publications don't or even can't have?
Well, it's probably a little too simple to say process, but process is a good answer. I think that there's just so many differences, because if I sent you a link to an article, or if I physically gave you a magazine, it's a completely different experience, and we treat it differently. And I think that the printed word gives value to its content. It's just a completely different sort of dimension, I think. And it, just by having that sort of separation from the internet, automatically means it has that separation from social media, which I think is sort of ruining society. So I think on many dimensions it's different. I think in many ways it's entirely different. Just because it's writing, and the writing can be contained online as it can in a magazine, I think there's some very sort of fundamental differences.
Right, and well, what exactly motivated you to launch this magazine?
A love of cinema, a love of cinema's history, and a passion for contemporary underground cinema and the filmmakers that I admire at the moment, and I just wanted to do something new, like something that I hadn't done before. So my friend Alison Chorn, who helped design the magazine, we decided to do it, really out of that love and commitment to cinema. And we felt something independent needed to be done. It seems that a lot of the criticism is actually sort of government funded, and if the films are government funded, that means that the you have government funded films shown in government funded festivals, reviewed by government funded critics. Now, if we're wondering why Australian film is stagnant, there is your answer, because I think critics are sort of under pressure to give positive reviews to local work, when perhaps they should often be quite scathing.
If you've just tuned into The Daily this morning, we're talking to filmmaker Mike Redder about who is the founder of a new cinema zine in Adelaide called Cinema Now, and we're talking about street zines and print publications. Now, Mike, Cinema Now was launched in the midst of another street magazine in Adelaide closing down. Why did you choose to launch this when it seems that so many publications are pretty much on the brink of folding?
Well, I have a habit of doing this. I find that when something is dying, that's the best time to try and do it. Not necessarily for financial reasons. Usually it isn't, but just in a kind of spiritual sense. It's very unexpected, and it's interesting. We actually had a video shop for 3 years, and it was only meant to be a pop-up shop. And we did that right at the time when they were all closing, and it made no sense to anybody. But it also did make sense because, well, yeah, it is good to start a new one as others are sort of closing. I guess I don't accept that we're just going to be living in a sort of virtual reality space, living on social media and further sort of things. I don't really accept that is the only way humans will exist. I think that the book, the magazine, the album, and the cinema experience are tried and tested, wonderful experiences. The internet and the iPad or iMac or laptop is very efficient and wonderful in many ways, but it doesn't replace those things. I'm not going to suddenly give up on life and you know, sort of, you know, give up on all those great things just because there's a really efficient, simple solution to everything in the sort of palm of my hand. Technology is great, but I don't think we should stop doing things that we know are good just because there's a few sort of changes in the market.
Do you think physical zines and online publications can coexist in a way?
Absolutely. I mean, my friend Bill Mazulis has a new website, and it's fantastic. He started Senses of Cinema, which is the main sort of online film journal in this country. But he's kind of seen a need for a new publication, a more radical publication. And so he's kind of created a website more akin to, you know, Web 1.0, where it's not completely entangled with social media or advertising. It's a standalone kind of web presence that's a joy to read and a joy to sort of experience. Yeah, I'm not against the internet by any stretch, but and we are actually making these things in tandem. We're good friends. Sometimes we share our content, but for the most part, what's in the zine is exclusive to the zine. And we don't really want that on the internet. We want it to be exclusive to that booklet.
What do you see for your magazine coming towards the future?
I really don't know. In all honesty, we just wanted to make a little zine as a sort of one-off. But it has turned out pretty well. We've had a very good response. People have enjoyed reading it. People like the look of it and the design. So I don't know, because we're just about to shoot a movie. A zero-budget movie, so it might be something that I return to, and to make a second issue. It's hard to say, because we literally just went and did it very spontaneously, or as spontaneously as publishing could be. We decided to do it, and I immediately got onto different friends who I knew were smart and had interesting things to say about cinema, and asked them to contribute. You know, a month later, they start delivering, you know, their articles. And it all just sort of came together. I would encourage other people to do this. And we actually have one of the best articles in the magazine is from a writer for New South Wales. His name is Ben Cooman. And he's written about 10 different films from Australia from 10 very short directorial careers. It's a fascinating piece. It's one of the key pieces of the magazine. Alongside more well-known writers like Adrian Martin. It's very important that I had a mixture of old writers, younger writers, and also a lot of practicing artists. There's a lot of actual practicing filmmakers. The other reason why we wanted to do this is film criticism has been sort of taken over by academia and it's become boring, like so boring that I think people have kind of given up on our own cinema to the point where it's only being talked about by academics. You know, sort of government sort of funded talk. So yeah, it was very important that we actually gave filmmakers a voice, because I find that when I meet filmmakers that they know as much about film as anybody. Like, the because film is life and death for a filmmaker. You know,
Right. Yeah, that's really interesting. Well, Mike, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Excellent. Thanks for having me on the program.